Welcome to the 7th, 6th, God only knows what episode we're on at this point, episode of season 3 of the Peas in the Podcast. Here we discuss trends and provide commentary on media and social justice issues, as well as our own personal life experiences. Today, we are freestyling. So y'all remember this last season, we kind of just had a nice little chat. So today's episode is brought to you by tomfoolery that we found on Twitter and tomfoolery of our own lives. So today there are no rules, there's no guidance, just sheer mayhem. Now y'all gonna have to remind me, we're discussing dating today and topics around how black men shoot their shot versus how white men or men of other races shoot their shot. There was something else in there. Am I forgetting it? What am I forgetting? It wasn't just that.
No, it was
maybe
it.
We could talk. Yeah.
Oh, you said you don't be pulling the nerdy black niggas you be wanting. And then I said, right. And I think you're this right. Is what sparked it. I said, are white men socialized? Are white men socialized for dating differently than black men?
So today I'm going to throw out a bunch of topics that have come up in our group chat, and we're just going to talk it out and see what we're going to chitter chat about. So one of the first topics that came up, I made Jameer and Star take a what kind of white men are attracted to you test. It was very interesting. It was an experience. And that branched off into us basically questioning, do we recognize when white men are shooting their shot? And I think I can take that topic because I have a long, tumultuous history of just sheer nonsense. But the second topic that came up, and we will talk about this today, was Sweetie and Quavo and the end of their relationship, because apparently black men cheat. Derrick Jackson.
What? That is a lie.
For the record, Derrick Jackson is mixed. Is real. Oh, wait. Wow.
Now, wait a minute.
He has to
There's
be mixed.
More dating. Hold on, wait. This boy, if you don't get out, you don't get out of here. So another thing that came up in our group chat was these nights in Miami. The one night in Miami where a bunch of brawls broke out and chicks was getting taken off of the roofs of cars by their boyfriends.
Oh, God, that was crazy.
So also too, recognizing that some of us might be single forever, it was just a lot of things going on in current events. So let's just get this shit started. So I want to talk about first and foremost, and you guys can branch off here too, because I got some questions from the chat that I'm going to be bringing here. How do white men shoot their shot to you? That's my first question. Star, since you are the lead on this task force, you can answer first.
Why? Because I've dated
Close
more
your mouth.
White men?
Sure did. Sis, ma'am, at least mine been a little tan. Like,
oh. Okay. I cannot help it that the white men who are drawn to me happen to be incredibly Italian, mixed with German, mixed with maybe a little bit of Irish.
Tragic.
Oh no, David's red beard is pretty good, so I'm not mad about it. So I guess, all right, let me think.
Oh wait, I posed this question. Okay, so I'm going to say this. White men or white women or white people shooting their shot in general.
Okay. So I think for me, the easiest way to really answer this question is to go in reverse chronological order. So if we start most recently, David and I We matched on Tinder. And he, one of us sent, I honestly can't remember. I have the screenshot somewhere, but we both had the same podcast in our Tinder bios, so that was like our opening messages were about this podcast that we both listened to. Prior to that was Forrest, and
in real life that's named Forrest?
Yes.
Forrest Gump.
There's a real man in real life named
Forrest. What I was, that's the same thing I was thinking. I'm like, that's a real name?
I know Forrest Whitaker and I know Forrest Gump, but those people do not exist in my real day-to-day life, and I don't know how.
Yeah, he's very white, and his parents were like... his parents were like hippie jam band people and very like earthy and whatever, and they named their son Forrest. So we were set up by my friend Carissa, who is a black woman. And prior to that,
wait a minute. Black women are sending other black women to white men.
I know
it. And it's still Melanin March. And it's still Melanin March.
This was 2017.
I don't give a damn. 2017.
That's even worse.
First of all, we've been on a wave since 2016, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Like,
so Donald Trump was the president, and she sent you to a white man.
Oh, it ended very poorly, and not because he was problematic.
As it should, because the ancestors stepped in and did what needed to be done.
Yes, they.
Period.
All praise to the ancestors.
Hey, Ashe.
And prior to that, prior to that was Ryan, and Ryan and I matched on OkCupid.
This sounds very white.
Very white. And all prior of it. To that this, was Ryan Jason. OkCupid. Prior to that was Jason.
He sounded like he got a little color in him. Jason sounded like he got Jason? A little bit of color.
No, opposite, like so white. Yeah, like lives in southern end of Lancaster County, white.
You've already named more white men in your arsenal than I even have ever dealt with in my whole life.
You went to Lehigh. Once that's not true.
No. I didn't even like start talking to white men until
professors
I graduated.
Oh man,
who was messing with their professors?
I'm saying like. No, I meant in general. I meant
course,
like you talking to white men.
No,
in general.
Of course I know white men. I mean, listen, right. I grew up in a ethnic environment. There's always white people. That's one thing. You can go to a white neighborhood and find no niggas, but you can't ever go to a niggas neighborhood and find no white people.
That's true.
They always there.
So Jason,
always one.
Jason and I were set up by a friend, kind of. Like, we were friends, and then we gave dating a shot, and it was terrible. Oof. And prior to Jason was my fiancé, my ex-fiancé, Lando, and we met doing a show.
Lando? You know what?
I've only really? Ever referred to him... I've only ever referred to him on this podcast as Dan. Like, I just realized that was the first time I ever said his nickname.
I wouldn't know the difference. Bradley,
honestly.
Ryan, Todd, Timothy, Wyatt.
Oh, my roommate did it a Timothy though.
Listen,
my old roommate.
Frank, Joe, John, all of them. As Star reminisces.
I know. I'm like,
So
give
us a time and explain when it wasn't a blind date setup. Or something like that. But a white man came up to you and shot his little shot. How did that go? What did that look like?
I just remembered. Okay. So about a year-ish after I moved to Lancaster, my friend Elizabeth and I joined a life group through our church. I don't attend that church anymore, but life groups are like, they're kind of like,
They were anti-black.
No. Well,
yeah,
see,
there it is.
The fact that she couldn't just say no was like, she said,
there it goes.
Kind of.
Jesus knows color.
They said we couldn't play nigger music.
Sure did. Jesus Christ.
So life groups are like Bible studies, but they're like broken down by age or if you're married or if you have a family or like whatever. So we were a life group of single girls. And one night we decided to go get lit and get turned up. And have a little fun. And we went out and had some drinks and went dancing. And I don't think I was... I don't know if I was really drinking then. So this is pre-Ryan, I think. So this would have been post-Ryan. This must have been spring 2017. But we were like dancing and having a good time, and suddenly this white boy comes up to me and just starts like dancing. And
while he was Ryan?
No. This was post Ryan. This is post Ryan.
Okay, well, I was about to say, like, wait a minute, is Ryan right about there?
And I was like, no, damn, this man is bold. No.
Ryan, No, I was just with these girls. And he just came up to me and started dancing and, like, you know, shout talking over the music. And it was, like, kind of fun. And that was it. And it was nothing. It was just, like, we were dancing and then he disappeared. But we danced for, like, a while. So, I don't know. And I've had white guys talk to me at the bar. Like, even when David, oh, my gosh. Do you remember? No, I'm not going to have a whole side conversation about this. There was this guy at TELUS 2 springs ago, because it was obviously not 2020, and we were in the ski lodge up top on the roof, and he was like in town for business, and he just started chatting me up and chatting David up, and that was like, we were just all not like in a flirty way, but we were all just like standing there. So that is always how I've been approached by white men. I've just been standing somewhere and a white guy leans over and says something to me, and it's rarely inappropriate. It's usually just like chit chat.
Jameer, I need to know what your experience is. Have white women shot they shot? What did that look like?
So, my thing is, I think it's because, like, I don't want to like say this in like the wrong way, but I think it's definitely because I'm like an Aquarius. I feel like I accidentally be flirting with people, and I don't be realizing that's what they think that I'm doing. Cause like facts. I just be looking at it like, golly, I'm being nice.
Big facts.
And then
big
like,
facts.
And then like they'll say something, and I'm like, oh wait, that's what I didn't know. That's where this conversation was going. But okay. And like that kind of sort of happened with the I'll say she's like my neighbor at school. So when we first walked in, right? Like, you know, I'm new to the school, and like, you know, I'm trying to know the other teachers and stuff. And like in the beginning, she just was like really, like, I think she was like really helpful, but it turned into like much more. Like sometimes she would come in like and she would bring me breakfast and stuff, and like I just was so confused because I didn't know that like I don't know, like I didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Because that's not something that you just do for like your friend,
right? She was like, let me check this tall dude.
Yeah, because like, I didn't think that, like, we was talking like that, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't think that's the first time that this happened where, like, I've just randomly talked to, like, white women or whatever. And I feel like they were, like, catching a vibe that wasn't there. But, like, maybe, I don't know, like, maybe it's just the way I talk. Maybe I text funny. I don't know. Like, but it's happened a few times. And it's funny because I'm not, like, I'm not, like, the type of black person that, like, chases after, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a whole, like, realm of black men that are like that. And it's just not me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think,
and, like,
I think
they be chasing after any old white woman.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
And you, yeah, and you know who meme? I'm talking
about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Y'all saw that meme. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Especially when it's around tax season.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
It's tax season.
But see,
you know,
I feel like, like, y'all's experience is not my, like, it's always been that, and I didn't realize this until white women told me. I just always thought white dudes were just genuinely, like, or generally nice. Like, they'll come up to me and they'll be like, hey, how's your day? And I'm like, good. And go on my day.
See?
Or they'll do stuff like, hey, like, are you from around here? Or like, do you come here often? Or like, just weird, awkward conversation. Or they just like, or they do like this super stare where they just keep staring and they stare and stare and stare. And then I'm just like, I don't know what's happening here, but you're making me uncomfortable. And in the same breath that they'll shoot their shot, what'll happen is a black man or a man of color will come up and be like, listen, I'm gonna buy you a drink right now. We're gonna go over there. We're gonna talk. We're gonna do something. I'll be like, okay, let's go. And then the white dudes are like, she didn't even talk to me, or da 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 da. And I'm just like, oh, I thought you were just being polite and making light conversation in the fucking club, weirdo. Like,
so,
like, I have never I've never had a white dude come up to me and be like, yo, listen, Mom, I'm trying to talk.
All right, wait. I'm having a realization that in your scenario, I'm the white dude. That is how I approach men I find attractive.
Your long list of earlier of the white men you met, that was very clear. You made that real clear that you understand.
Yeah, but like that's how I approach people is what I'm saying.
No, you understand white men shooting their shot. You are in their culture. Like you have gotten it down. You know when a white dude pulls up that he's trying to be on a different kind of time. All I know is that this white man is standing very close to me. And I don't like
that. Yeah, I don't like that though.
That's it. Bro, I'll give you the perfect example. The day that we went to, was it Tally Ho? The day
that
we went
night,
to Tally
yeah.
Ho. And it was like, I think it was like the finale of our show and you bought your friend or whatever. And I just thought he was like casually there chatting us up, talking or whatever.
Yeah. That dude. I was like, what so friend? We I weren't thought, at Tally Ho. We were at the Hill.
The Hill. So yeah. I thought that he was just like having a regular old conversation, a normal last night. And then I leave and you're like, Nick really wanted to talk to you. He didn't say anything. And I'm like, what the fuck? The nigga didn't say shit to me. He literally
Which
was
is surprising
like,
because
hey.
Nick would align himself with more with like
he
the black
literally sat,
way of shooting a shot.
No, he literally sat with his hands in his lap and like the most he did was like pass me bread when I asked. And I was just like, okay, here's this awkward white dude in the corner going on with my day. Like going on with my day. I've never, and that's what I'm saying. So I feel like if I reflect on it long enough, which I really don't care to do, there are probably so many white men I shot down just because I thought they were being polite. And I'm just like, low key, I'm okay with that. Because like my, what is it? Not infiltration.
Filter?
Not filter.
No, like your sensor. Like your,
no.
Your
like
radar?
My start of something. My start of something.
Your catalyst.
Instigation?
Are you ignition? Hold on.
Also, did Jameer just say catalytic converter? Was he going to?
I'm just going to go with start. So my start to actually talking to white men literally stemmed from thinking that a white dude I was talking to was actually Hispanic. Because he was a little brown. And I was just like, oh. Like, I had no intention of ever talking to white dudes. So I was just like, they're really fucking polite. And I don't know what to do with this because I got a smart ass mouth. And I don't really care about people's feelings that much when they start getting weird.
I got a smart ass mouth. That's Meg Thee Stallion?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
A reckless ass mouth. There it is. But like, I always thought in my head from all the interactions that I've had, from all the interactions that I had with white men, I always thought that like they were just going to be way too fragile to deal with the shit that I say. And what's crazy, and I'll say this, they've been the least fragile. I say some what, and I'll go on the record and say this shit. I'll be testing the waters. I'll be saying some real wild, foul shit. Just to see how long they could stay. And they don't be minding. They don't really be caring. They be having some little comebacks sometimes. But I'd be like, whatever. But it's real different.
You know
the
why?
Only times that the only... Oh, because they don't want to be called racist. But...
Well, that... But there's another reason. But go ahead.
But I will say the only times I've ever, like... It's been very explicitly clear that, like, this guy is trying to hit on me when they're white. Is they're super, super drunk. And they are doing the flailing arms thing, all body parts are moving, and they're just talking real close, and they'll just keep saying, like, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful. And I'm just like, and you're really, really close, and I will punch you in the throat. Thank you. or what they try to do, and I realize this now, the longer I was at Lehigh and sat in white spaces and I just watched what white people do, when the white girls get to that windshield wiper shit, when she throwing that windshield wiper move, they know they about to get busy.
What is the windshield wiper move?
I'm pretty sure Star did this back in her heyday, if she don't do it now still. Rather than like actually twerking or dubbing or grinding or whatever, they do this thing where they just sway their hips from side to side aggressively, off beat, but it's just the hips.
and all the arms and everything starts moving in the same general direction, and it just looks like two windshield wipers. Just windshield wiping.
I'm literally offended that you said that, because I have never done that in my entire life. I do not do that. I do not do that.
I'm going to call up some of her old friends and be like, "Did you ever see Star hit this move?" And they're going to be like, "Yeah, we all did that. That's my favorite. That's my go-to."
No, I never did. And you're just like, "Wow." I never.
Wow.
I have never done that.
But see, what happens is, once the white girl does that little windshield wiper move, they start making out. And what I've experienced is that, like, if I'm dancing or something, white men try to make out with me. And I'm like, what are you doing? That's why y'all all have mono. Ew.
Or coronavirus.
Yo. Bro, I couldn't tell you how many times, I think the worst place it ever happened was in Ireland. Like, the amount of times I went to a club, I barely would even get in the door and somebody was trying to grab my face. And I'm like, please don't touch me. Please don't touch me. Please don't touch me. Like, that's a like a, they're just like, let's make out. And I'm like, what? I don't even know you.
That has never happened to me. That has never happened to me.
It's because you communicate in their language. They understand you.
So, but by that logic, shouldn't that happen to me more?
I don't know, man. I don't know. They just always that has happened to me. Fucking polite, or when they get really, really lit, they get really, really close.
That has happened to me. Okay, that part. It's now coming back to me.
Oh, it's playing.
So State College. When I was living in State College, there was this bar called The Saloon, and it was downstairs. It was, like, in a basement. And my favorite bartender, like, super buff, like, really, he would always make fun of me because this is before I started drinking. He would always make fun of me because I would order a water. So one night I was like, heh, oh my gosh, I just did the windshield wipers.
Yeah.
But I did it front to back, not side to side. No, so it doesn't count. I was like, hey, and we were flirting, and I was like, can I have a water? And he was like, he just like glared at me and rolled his eyes, and he poured me a pitcher of water, and he put limes and cherries in it. And he was like, if you're going to be boring, it should at least look pretty. And I was like, okay, thanks. And then a few weeks later, my friend and I ended up at another bar, and he and his hot brother were there, and literally no words were exchanged. And suddenly he was, like, on top of me, like, hugging me really close and, like, talking really close and just, like, da-da-da-da. And we won't, yeah. So, and then that is the only time. That is the genuine, like, I think only time where that has ever happened to me the way you're describing it.
The white man go-to. If they're sober enough, they'll just be very polite. And if they're drunk enough, they get very handsy. They get very handsy.
Very handsy.
But you also brought up something. You also brought up something earlier, as far as like the type of guys that I go for versus the ones that hit on me. I feel like the ones that actually hit on me, they're usually like the aggressive ones, but not aggressive in a way that like they're grabbing me or telling me to do something. Nothing like that. But they're very, very direct. Let me not say aggressive. They're direct. They're very much like, listen, I like you. I want to take you to dinner tomorrow, or let's go get brunch tomorrow, or like, what do you want to drink kind of thing. And it's very clear like what is happening. And this is across the board. Men in general. That's what I get. Where I am usually like trying to find the like low-key, quiet, nerdy dude who's a dub in the corner and be like, what's going on in his little brain? But they never want to talk to me. And when I do talk to them, they get real awkward or real weird. And they'd be like, why are you talking to me? And I'm just like, okay, I won't talk to you, sir. But then sometimes you get the little nerdy ones and they are a grand fucking time.
I wish a guy would approach me and be like, what do you want to drink? Let's get pancakes in the morning. Like, yes. No,
I don't think since I've turned 21 and started going to clubs, there's been a moment in my life where I've walked in a club and had to buy my own drinks or wasn't asked.
I have never had a stranger buy me a drink in my entire life.
What? See, this is the thing. I don't expect it because then I always feel like I have to be on guard. Like, is he going to slip a drug in my drink? What's going to happen?
Right.
I know I'll be getting too lit. Stuff like that. But what ends up happening is usually, like, if I accept the drink, then I think, like, the guy is, like, okay enough to talk to or be around.
Sure.
And what happens is, and this is when Jameer, this is why I laughed at the whole Aquarius thing. I'm an extrovert. I have conversations with people. And so I think that they take that as like, let me see where this can go. Like, what are you going to do? Or like, I want to continue this thing. And I'm just like, no, I was just having polite conversation. Like, it was a fun conversation. Or I joke with people. But I think that like guys sometimes take like my sarcasm as like cutie, witty banter. And she's just being a little spicy. And I'm like, no, I really think you're a misogynist. Mm. And I don't know how else to say that. And they'd be like, just a little bit misogynist. I'm like, no, I'm not being funny here. I'm being very clear. But I want to shift this because we already at the 30-minute mark. We need to start talking about Saweetie and Quavo. Jameer, Star, who wants to take this? Jameer, go ahead.
I know nothing about this because anyone who is associated with Offset is automatically trash in my book. So
what?
Cardi's trash?
Yes.
Okay, maybe not Takeoff. Takeoff seems very nice. Mm. Quavo, yeah, still mad. However, yeah, on the other hand.
Takeoff still mad about being left out bad and bougie.
this poor guy is, poor Takeoff is just guilty by association at this point. And I feel really bad for him.
Anybody with dreads. Any man with dreads.
And glasses.
It was the Migos. It was Offset, Takeoff, and Quavo, right? And they said, this is the original Cheetah Girls.
Also, I do feel
it runs in the
for
family.
Takeoff.
That's a sad thing. It runs in the family.
But again, black men don't cheat, so I'm just assuming that Quavo and I'm just assuming
not
that Quavo
to someone
what's his
that
name?
We know. Not according Quavo, to someone that we what's know. The he guy's said that name? Black men cheat.
Quavo and Offset are mixed. They're not black, they're amigos. So yes, they're amigos. So
Jameer, that is not an ethnicity.
We no black.
I hate it here.
We no black.
Nunca. Me no black.
We no black.
Oh my god.
They are amigos.
So bad.
But no,
For the people who don't know, let's just recap. Okay.
So there is I don't know if you guys follow Justin LA Boy on Instagram.
Sure.
But Justin LA Boy has a new show with Revolt.
Yeah, it's
he's a mess. But no, Justin LA Boy, he has a show with what's his name? He has a show on Revolt with Justin Combs. And like for the first episode, they decided to bring Saweetie on. So just to let y'all know, Saweetie and Justin Combs used to date.
Didn't she also date like, somebody else? She did a couple.
So she dated Keith Powers, and she dated Justin Combs and Michael B. Jordan.
Yes, Michael B. Jordan, that was the one.
Yeah. So she used to date Justin Combs, right? So yeah, they're on the show, they're interviewing, and the questions started getting a little sexual. Kinda. And it got to like this question about threesomes. And like the way that Saweetie had answered it was just like really, really on point. It was like, yeah, Justin LA Boy was like, yo, so Saweetie, let's say you got a man and he's doing everything right. Every single thing. He's buying you bags. He's flying you out. He's taking care of your friends. He's taking care of your family. Like you and you just want to give him something to make him proud, make him smile. And she's like, oh,
no. It's not give him something. That's not what he said. He said he's doing everything right and your man asks you for a threesome.
Yeah, he asked you for a threesome. So if he asked you for a threesome, right? Who, like, out of everyone that you ever met, who would you bring? What girl? And she's like, oh, yeah, he's doing everything right, right? He was like, yeah, everything. Okay, so, well, you know, I'm a girl with a fine class. So, like, she's dragging it out, and she's like, finally. Okay, well, since he's doing everything right, I'll let him choose what nigga to bring. And then everybody's like, what? Oh, my God. And people are feeling a type of way a little bit because Justin Combs was doing an interview. The guy said she was
disrespectful.
Did yeah, like
that? On Twitter,
they were saying that she was.
It was a whole debate about how if a girl sleeps with two guys, it's not a threesome, it's a train. And if a guy sleeps with two girls, then it's a threesome. And people were like, y'all are misogynist and problematic. Just go ahead and say it.
The way that I've learned the term,
From men?
I think both people, I'd assume.
You're going to tell me that women consider sex with two men, not two or more, just two. One woman, two men. They call that a train?
That's at least how it's been used in Philly. Like they'd be like, oh yeah, because you know that girl got a train ran on her. Or like, that's how I've heard girls use it. That's how I've heard men use it. That's how it was used in Philly. So I can't talk about anywhere else.
Okay, so let me clarify again. So on Twitter, what men were saying, I'm going to be very clear about this. So what men were saying is that the reason the two girls, one guy scenario is called a threesome is because everybody is engaging in sexual activity with each other. So the girls are sleeping with each other. The guy is sleeping with both girls. So because all three are actually participating, then that makes it a communal thing. So it's a threesome. However, if it's two guys and one girl, usually both guys are just sleeping with the girl. So the girl has a train ran on her. However, who is to say that the two girls are actually sleeping with each other? Are the girls running a train on the guy then? Because they all said, no, girls can't run a train on a guy. And I'm like, y'all logic, the math, it just ain't mathing.
So I would say that could happen.
Something problematic?
No, I would say that a train could be ran on a guy if it's two girls. I think it would depend on how it's set up, though. But again, that's not my forte. I just think that the issue that people were having was that they felt like Sweetie was being disrespectful to Offset by even going on that show and talking about. The Quavo, by even going on that show and like talking about things of a sexual nature with her ex. And I kind of sort of agree.
Yeah, I can't
if
be
they were to. If they she were still together.
No. So we're going to blame Sweetie. Well, I'm not blaming her. For a grown-ass man. No. We're going to blame Sweetie for a grown-ass man asking her a sexual question that she answered. We're not going to say that the person doing the interview should not have asked that question to begin with.
I agree with Wolf. My thing is, if you are in a committed relationship with someone, I think that there are certain standards that need to be upheld. And if I was in a relationship with someone and I knew they were going to do an interview with like their ex or whatever, I would feel kind of I would feel kind of like a little off put if they answered a question like
that.
But I do like her response.
Seems like you're jumping through a lot of hoops to justify.
I can only be honest. So you would be okay with your with your partner going on and talking about threesomes and stuff with your ex?
It's not like she was sitting there saying, this is how big Quavo's dick is. This is how, like, she didn't say any of that. She got asked a sexual question that if everybody's so damn concerned about it, it shouldn't have been asked. And the person who asked it should be blamed for that. That's inappropriate to ask. Even if you want to talk about the context of being around her ex-boyfriend or whatever, why would he ask that question around her ex-boyfriend? Anyways, she got asked a question. She gave the answer. But y'all all wouldn't have had this problem if she would have said, yeah, I'm going to let my man have a threesome. He could pick the girl.
No.
Everybody would have been like, yeah, she's down. She's that girl. She's it. That's literally what would have happened.
I would have felt very uncomfortable if, like,
that's a lie.
Someone that I was currently dating was, like, on a YouTube show, whatever, talking about explicit things like that.
But she wasn't talking about her and Quavo's sex life.
That's right. Just me.
Like
she was just talking about sex in general. So women cannot talk about sex. Got it.
When they're in relationships.
So men, that's all the same thing for men.
I don't believe that.
So no one can talk. So when you're in a relationship,
not
no one can talk about sex with other people.
Yeah, not. I feel like you can, but just not on like live Apparently TV. Not. I feel like I don't know. I can't explain it.
We're still not gonna blame Justin for asking the question.
I blame Justin for asking a question. I just think that if I was in her position, I wouldn't have responded to that one. Like, all the other questions was cool, but I would have skipped that one. Just because Justin was there. Just because Justin Combs is there. Look.
Can I time out for a second?
I can't even entertain it no more because the hoops that are being jumped through is just...
Oh, I know, but I feel like I have a clarifying question because I don't know what's happened. So, did she... Justin is her ex. Justin and Saweetie were dating.
Yeah, Justin Combs.
Okay. Justin Combs. Okay. Saweetie and Quavo were dating at the time that... Who asked for this question?
We don't know.
How long they're actually dating. The way it's alluding is that Saweetie said that by the time of the interview, they were not dating anymore.
Okay.
This is how this snowballed into the whole cheating thing coming out. The whole thing.
Right.
Because men jumped through hoops and was like, how dare she talk about sex when she's with our boy Quavo? And she was like, but your boy cheated. And then that all snowballed to how dare you tell people that I cheated?
Wait, Jameer, why is it weird? I want you to explain that one out.
I just think that if you were in a if you're in a relationship with someone, right, you guys should set some boundaries, right? So if I was in a relationship, mm-hmm. let's say me and you were going out, right? And like you did an interview and like they were asking like mad like sexual stuff. Hopefully like we would have a conversation before that. So we could establish, like, yo, like, I don't feel comfortable with if you talk about this or you talk about that. So, like, that's how I look at it, right? I look at it like, I don't know, like, were these questions, I don't know. I'm trying to explain it, like, the best way.
So let me ask, hold on, wait. I need to ask. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, when you get to interviewing someone, your interviewer can ask you any questions that they want. It's your choice to answer them or not. You can deflect and just be like, no comment. However, the simple fact that we're trying to police conversations that we are already trying to normalize, the fact that we've come from like purity culture and women don't get to talk about enjoying sex or things that they like to do sexually or any of that, and we're having the conversation right now of, you can't talk about sex because you're in a relationship with me. But I got Quavo jumping on tracks talking about pussy this and pussy that.
I don't hear that same rich nigga eight figure, that's my type. She rap about sex too. They both rap about sex. But sure rapping do. About sex and their music and talking about their actual sex lives explicitly on live.
But she wasn't talking about their sex life. She answered a very clear question. And at no point did she say, so Quavo was doing everything right. Quavo is da 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 da. She literally said, so you're saying that the man I'm with is doing everything right. The guy is blah, blah, blah. This is literally a hypothetical situation. And she answered the question. She's not allowed to do that because she is in a relationship with. So married couples should never talk about sex.
I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Married couples should never talk about sex.
Not even just their sex lives are off limits.
I can understand not talking about your own personal sex life with somebody because that's a shared business between you two. But in general, and that's what you're literally saying. So married couples should never talk about sex.
And got it. It depends on their boundaries.
You know, nope, I got it.
Just based on most men's boundaries, right? They felt uncomfortable.
I am okay with you having your beliefs. Let me put it that way. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm okay with you having your beliefs. So we're gonna move on because this topic is just woo-wee, child. Okay. So another thing that got brought up in our chat was Shorty who got pulled off the goddamn car one night in Miami. Now, she clearly was busting it open on that car, and Jameer would not approve because she is in a relationship. So she should not be doing anything sexual outside. You should become a nun once you get in a relationship.
Amen. Definitely. I'm glad that you're finally getting on the right page.
Yeah. Listen. Y'all don't listen. I don't care if I'm single or if I'm in a relationship. I'm gonna talk about the shit I want to talk about. And you better hope you ain't on the chopping block.
But are you gonna be busting the open on a car?
If I feel like
maybe.
If I got enough, listen. If the lick hit right, shit.
So that video was wild. My thing is, I don't think the guy should like went over and got her off the car like that.
I mean, in fairness, yes, he should have, because this bitch was drawing. That's a dangerous position to be in, regardless. You should not.
If she was gonna die, she was gonna die. She wanted to do it.
My nigga, yo, Jameer. You are Justice Scalia here. You stay in the dissent, my guy. Me and Star are trying to be the Ruth Bader Ginsburgs that we need to be, and you are just choosing violence.
No, I am Sotomayor. My thing is like, she wanted. She chose that, right? So he should have just chose to leave her alone.
So your girlfriend is on the hood of a car, drunk,
with her friends.
You should leave her alone to do that. But your girlfriend should never talk about sex.
I'm leaving. Star, when I say leaving her alone.
Can you just tell me if the math is mapping?
When I say leave her alone, I mean like the relationship is done. It's over.
Is the math?
There's no relationship after that.
Break up with someone because they were lit twerking on a hood of a car, Jameer? Yes,
that's not something that I'm out of proof of.
Oh my god.
So if she was just twerking, I could okay that. But did you see all the stuff she was doing with her legs? She was doing like stripper tricks.
Wait.
No time out. You Jameer, just said she was doing stripper tricks. Nobody. Now, would you have a problem if she was doing stripper tricks on a stage with a pole getting paid for it in front of men? Or does that not matter?
Y'all being 50-50.
I couldn't, I couldn't see myself in a relationship with a dancer. That doesn't align with my...
Okay, hold on, stop. Because now, you know what? Now, as it's building more that I'm learning, Jameer has this concept that, like, comes very much from purity culture. But, like, I know Jameer from the chat, and Jameer in the chat has not been walking in his truth.
Ooh!
So, this is off the record, by the way. This is all off the record.
I wouldn't say purity. I would just think that, like, if I was in a relationship...
You just said people in relationships can no longer talk about sex, but you would break up with a girl because she was on the hood of the car twerking.
So I don't know if purity is the right word.
You said you wouldn't even save her. You said if she gonna die, let her die, my nigga. You said
evangelical
that.
Christian culture, maybe not very. Purity culture, but it's all tied together, Jameer.
This is very on brand.
Not maybe. So it is.
Yeah.
So I'm like I'll be trying, cause like I was raised very 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 Christian and stuff. I feel like I'm not as bad as a lot of other people, but I just don't think that there's certain conversations that I would have I don't know. But I wouldn't mind if like my friend was doing that. Like if my friend was having fun on the car, I'm like, hey, fuck it up, Dev. Hey, I see you, Star. But like I wouldn't.
While secretly judging and being like, that couldn't be for my girl though.
I wouldn't secretly judge. I'd hype you up. My thing is like I just probably wouldn't feel comfortable dating someone who was into stuff like that, not in public.
Oh sweet Jesus!
I don't know, man. So I've checked out of this conversation just as a sweetie had emotionally checked out months before their relationship was over. Yeah, well, I mean, all right,
so y'all, this is what we're gonna do with our little last 10 minutes. We're gonna rapid fire some questions, just random, it doesn't matter, should be on topic though. But my question for y'all is, what's your advice to the person secretly crushing on you?
Just slide in my DMs. All you gotta do is say hey, and make sure your page isn't private. I hate when people slide in my DMs with private pages, because then I don't know how to respond if I can't see your picture.
You don't know how to respond to a person. Oh, okay. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Star, what's your advice?
Yeah, just message me. Like,
y'all corny. So listen.
Okay, message me with clear intention. Say, hey, how are you? Can I take you out?
Yeah, no. So listen, if you are trying to slide in my DMs, crush whoever you are, you know what? You ain't even got to slide in my DMs. I need you to check yourself first. That's what I need to do. I need you to check yourself first. I need you to look in the mirror and go, am I where I need to be before I go and harass this girl? Because see, what the problem's going to be is if I end up liking you and you try some fuck shit, we're going to have a real problem because I don't like my time wasted. So with that, that's my advice. Sign a DM. Double tap on the picture. I don't care what you do. Just come correct.
Oh, that's a really big part, too. I feel like a lot of times people just be thinking that, like, they can talk to you on, like, some very familiar stuff. And it's like, no, if we don't know each other like that, please don't talk. We not familiar yet. Let's get to that part. Let's get to that. You know what I'm saying? I know some girls, they don't even like it when niggas message them, hey.
Oh, no, you know what? To the person secretly crushing on me, if you approach me with a WYD text, a hey text, or a LOL as just a singular response. Also, if you ask me to drinks, that's like those four things are like my hard, I'm not going to pay you no attention. If you hit me with, hey, let's go for drinks, gonna get ignored. If you hit me with WYD, LOL, gonna get ignored. If it's just hey, I might reply with a hello.
Definitely depending on what they look like. I know
it's
the
a
vibes.
Might. That's a might.
If someone cute say hey, you responding.
And if I get a response that's just LOL, it's done. I'm gonna tell you you're boring and get out of my inbox. But do not number one uno, do not, hey, let's go for drinks. I got drinks at my own damn house, and that's where I'll be by myself. Y'all gotta start coming up with better date ideas. Y'all gotta stop hitting the same go-to. Just because it worked for girl one don't mean it should work for girl 23. Like, come on, niggas. Tighten up. Need y'all to tighten up. All right, y'all got any questions? Dating things that are on y'all mind?
So look, I'm not going to lie. It feels like I haven't been on a date since like 1975.
Ooh.
But look, I started this pandemic off strong as hell. You know, y'all Same. Know how like when y'all Yo, post a nice picture on your Instagram year. Story and the DMs from the woulda, shoulda, coulda start pouring in. Well, look, early in the pandemic, I cut all my hair off, started drinking more water. And my DMs was looking like I was giving out, free Sunday dinners at church. New my people, nigga. Old people, folks that ain't hit me up in mad long, but you know the folks that ain't hit you up mad long, but they still watch all your stories. Yo, my DMs is popping.
First of all, I've been getting a lot of friend requests from niggas I forgot about long ago.
You just be like,
I'm like, these times is hard, ain't it?
Oh, that's
go
what
back
is.
To the depths of hell from whence you came.
You was bored, but yeah, like in the beginning of the pandemic, I was going on Zoom dates. I was watching movies on Netflix, on that little Netflix thing that everybody was using. I was staying on FaceTime till my phone screen was burning and all that. And then, look, what do I have to prove for it? Not a damn thing. The idea of, like, virtual dating was cool at first, I'm not going to lie. But after a week or two, folks wanted to meet. And honestly, I wanted to meet too. But look, we got to remember, in the beginning of this panoramic, I'm not dying over no dinner and a movie. No, I do not want. No, we not going roller skating. Like, no, we not. Nah, we not going to the museum. We can't even hold hands yet. Like.
See, I feel like that was probably my point of contention with like the virtual dating for me. I was more than. It was one of those things where like I was finally in my element.
Yes.
Like, I want to talk to people. I want to intellectually connect with them. I want to, like, have a conversation. I want to see if you can actually hold a conversation and don't bore me to fucking tears. And I'm okay with comfortable silence. And, like, literally, it would be guys that were just like, hey, hello. Yeah, this COVID thing is so weird. I started practicing piano or I learned how to make banana bread. Want to come over? You want to come over?
Yeah, I'm that's like bro. Uncomfortable.
I've been isolating. Like, do you want to come hang out with me and internet, maybe swap some your spit? Hand
that- and other willing people, stop.
Oh.
And the thing is, like, I feel like just during the pandemic, people were more than willing to, like, meet up with people. And I'm like, are you not afraid to die?
And I'm like, nah, I'm not.
No, we're not going nowhere.
They wasn't. But I feel like so many people were committed to just getting the nut. And I was like, No. This is the time to really sit and reflect and know yourself and, like, date with your best foot forward. And then I started realizing I'm the only motherfucker out there trying to do that. And I was like, delete these apps.
Yo, why are we the same person? I'm going to go write my books.
I'm going to go write my plays. I'm going to go write my show because I can't do this with y'all.
Just playing, playing on my phone. Like, no.
Yo, I played, listen. Why did you think that I played Sudoku like a motherfucker?
During a pandemic.
I've been, at the end of the night, I take my ass to bed and I play Sudoku. And I am okay. Okay.
Like, you're not, I'm not missing much.
Daphne, you have a lot in common with David's 74-year-old stepdad. He loves Sudoku.
Listen, my fucking scores is impeccable. My timing, zero error.
You and Terry,
impeccable.
We've said this before. You and Terry would get along so well.
Terry might be a vibe, but Terry's a vibe.
Oh man!
I just knew. I was like this. I really thought that like virtual dating and COVID was gonna bring out the best in people. I was like, people are now gonna have to like have real conversations and like give effort. You know, you can't just go off of like physically being around somebody. And they didn't. They gave me their worst. And I was like, wow, this is all that's left. And I back to the future meme. I'm going to be single forever.
My thing is like, how you got me so unimpressed on FaceTime? Like, bruh. I didn't. The expectations weren't even that high. And you still couldn't.
Bruh. I'm not even judging your house at this point. Like.
Yeah, like.
Tragic.
But they know. Like, I just think that this was definitely an experience, this whole, like, trying to talk to people and stuff during the pandemic. I just won't say if the experience was good or bad or not. Something in the middle, I guess. Because I'm used to getting my time wasted. It's just now I'm getting my time wasted on Zoom or FaceTime. So.
I just want to know, where are all the happy people who are living their best relationship lives with their, like, boring soulmate? Because, like, I know we talk about the whole, like, setting your standards too high and all that other goofy shit. But it's like, are y'all really this comfortable with people who just WYD LOL you all day?
Yeah, like, are you
good
just
morning, beautiful at exactly 8 a.m.?
Like, I don't know. I feel like it's definitely day? People set. And, like, nothing is wrong with settling.
I don't know. I don't even know. No. I don't want to say that people are settling. I just feel like they don't know any better.
Mm.
I don't think anybody really wakes up and is like, I mean, there's some. But I feel like most people wake up and they're like, this is great. This is good. This is good. And then there's motherfuckers like me that are like, you're not doing enough. You gotta go. And then sometimes I reflect and I was like, Daphne, you were a little harsh. You could have viewed the situation from a different perspective, but then I reflect again and I'm like, no, they could have listened to me. Period.
I felt that.
And with that, this episode is in the books, I guess. So today the P's chitter-chatted about all the weird varieties of dating. It's gonna be a very short episode. I can tell you that right now. But yeah. This was fun. All right, everybody. We're out. Bye.
Peace out.
Peace out.